Did anyone in your neighborhood go off to war, or did you, or were there, you know, friends of yours that that you knew who?
Well, that was a time that the librarian, this librarian, went in the service.
Uh-huh.
That was a change, made a change.
It was.
The
librarian went.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Was there anybody in your
my family?
Your area,
all, you see, my family were all too old and too young.
Sure.
You
yeah.
My cousin did do. He was in college at the time, so the college people got into the service, but they generally, he taught out of a Midwestern school, I think.
Oh.
And that's what they did, that age did,
uh-huh.
You see, they went
uh-huh.
And the war was over before they were over.
Before they really were finished school.
Finished
yeah,
school.
That's
and
right.
Then all of those boys, you see, had to go back to school after the war was
mm-hmm.
over. I mean, finished. I think my cousin was at Worcester Tech, and he had to go back to after
mm-hmm.
a couple of years after.
Mm-hmm. Was there anyone, any of your neighbors, or were they all pretty
no,
much the age group where they didn't?
There was no one that I
mm-hmm.
remember. They were all older, mm-hmm. I think.
Do you remember how it affected Westboro? Was there a lot of patriotic feeling? Was there a lot of talk about the war?
Oh, yes, I think there was. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And I know people, somebody was saying they wore, little buttons or something.
Oh,
if,
yes,
if you,
yes.
If you had, especially if you had someone,
in the service.
In the
yes.
service, so you wore this,
yes.
this little.
I kept a diary during. Now, the First World War.
Yeah.
What was the date of the First World War?
1914.
Well, I'm wrong. It wasn't the First World War.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Second World War. I'm
mm-hmm.
always confusing.
Right. Well, what about
yes.
the First World War? We weren't going to cover. We're only going up to.
Going up to
the First
World
War.
The First
World
War.
Yeah.
No, that was a different story.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1914.
Yeah.
No, that I'm wrong about that. So that.
Okay.
I'm wrong about that.
Well, they'll take that
yeah.
up then.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the First World War? Do you remember anything about that? Is it,
well, I was certainly old enough to.
Uh-huh. Do you have any friends or anything?
I was thinking that was maybe. Mm-hmm. When did the war end? When did it end?
1917. That general, I'm not that good in that particular.
Well, and I am. This is very confusing. I am right about that.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin wasn't. That was. True.
That was the.
Yes.
The
because
war
he was because most of my friends were graduating from college in 1919.
Uh huh.
Yes.
So they were
that
interrupted.
Be,
their
yes,
college
interrupted.
Was interrupted
that
to go into the service.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
Yeah. Was the did you as I say, did there was there a lot of patriotic there was a lot of patriotic feeling and did
oh, yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Did a lot of people from Westboro go into the service? Do you remember?
Oh, I think there were a great many. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember pictures of the men
mm-hmm.
showing pictures in the old town hall. And
yeah.
And I remember there is a picture. I think I have one in my collection.
Mm-hmm.
All the men. Oh yes, and then of course you see we have a long of the honor.
Oh
them.
Yeah, there were quite a few.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Then
of course, did things start changing a lot after the war? Did you find
well, I think
you know
so.
When men
mm.
came back
I,
and
I think so. Mm.
people
mm.
businesses had changed and everything?
I think everything changed. Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
People's lives were affected to
sure.
a great extent. I suppose marriages. You see,
mm-hmm.
people were married. Well, the men went off to war, some people were married, you see, at
mm-hmm.
that time.
Right.
And a lot of the women had jobs, you see.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
People would take
yeah.
over.
Take
yeah.
all the jobs.
Did,
mm-hmm.
did, do you think women tended to keep their jobs after the war? Did you find this?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. I really couldn't say. I think
mm-hmm.
Some people did and some did not.
Mm-hmm.
Today, of course, it's such a common. It's
oh,
so common.
Yeah.
But I don't think so years ago.
People stayed home,
oh,
wouldn't
really,
stay
yes.
home once they were married.
Yes.
And,
it was
yeah.
more uncommon for people.
Uh-huh.
Very uncommon.
Right. Right. When you were growing up, did you, when you were in school, did girls really look to careers? I mean, did you, as, you know, say in your teens when you were in high school, did girls plan on careers? You know, did they talk about
no,
what
not
they
as
wanted
much.
To do?
Much more It was not a common thing.
Uh-huh. They just kind of was a came.
When they wanted, I think a great many married to things.
Sure.
And a great many took business courses. There were a great many business opportunities, you know, in the offices. And I think the girls were really very good too. They were. I think they were well equipped,
yeah.
As well as in some cases today.
How's that feeling? Westboro seemed to have a very good school system right through the years. Do you feel that way?
It was a very good system.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So they were you all well prepared for
very
whatever
well
you
prepared. I think that's all that has been true. And mm-hmm. I know that people were very glad to get the women in their offices, you know, there, because they were well in bookkeeping and the different subjects.
That's
subjects.
Very interesting.
They were very glad to get them.
That's good. Did most of your friends who did, you know, go into work and everything, did now I know you worked in Westboro, of course, at the library. Did most of your friends stay in Westboro? Did they, you know, commute to Worcester or areas?
Some of them went to taught, and of course went out of town.
Yeah.
And then a great many, most of my friends, after marriage, you see, were fairly young,
uh-huh.
and they moved away and went to
What was a wedding like, say, you know, when any of your friends, did they have, you know, the big receptions that they have today?
Yes. When you see a wedding, what I would call a wedding, such as a church wedding,
uh-huh.
with a reception,
uh-huh.
was more or less the same.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I ever knew a wedding to be in a field or in a you would find today, you know,
sure. They were very traditional.
And they really were always traditional.
Yeah,
it could be in a home.
Uh-huh.
I've known several weddings in homes.
Right. Did they have, you know, bridal showers and things like they did? What were they, what kind of gifts did they give in those days? Do you remember? You know, if you had went to a shower for a friend.
Much more simple. I mean, they would give probably linens, which people don't use today.
Right.
You see, no one uses linens today.
Yeah.
But that would be one thing that I'm sure you would.
They were really more practical.
Yes.
Nice, but practical. Mm-hmm. Not,
yes, very
not
nice things. But very practical.
What was downtown? What do you remember for downtown when you were growing up? You know, like were you allowed to go down to the stores after school and things? I know
you
said you got your 15
always,
cents
that's
for
something
your allowance.
We really allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed it. I suppose it was exciting. I can't imagine, but I think it was.
Uh-huh. There was a candy shop.
The candy shop, and then, of course, on Saturday night, there was a funny little cat where they sold popcorn.
Ah.
With real butter just streaming down the sides of the
little
bag, you know, red and white bag with the butter just streaming down the side.
It's
very good. 5 cents a bag.
Oh,
nice. There was a band concert you always had. Where now would be there's a jewelry store. Yeah, that man was always on that corner, the jewelry store.
Right, right. Was there a band concert almost every week in the summer?
I don't remember that, but they did have band concerts.
Uh-huh.
There was a bandstand right there near the town hall, between Swans and Town Hall. It was a bandstand.
Oh, that's where it was.
In the old town hall.
I see.
In existence.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And it was quite exciting.
Yeah. What else went on? Do you remember anything else about downtown? I mean, could you go down and just, like a dress shop? Do they have,
I don't think they had any dress shops.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to go to Worcester or Marlborough.
There were more dressmakers in those days. People were called dressmakers than they had today. And who would make clothes for you. I know different women made clothes for me. My mother, when I was very young, made them, but when I got older.
But they did, you could get dry goods.
You could get your
yard goods down there, though.
I think quite often you'd go to Marlborough, there were always the elegant stores in Marlborough, Worcester. And you would go there to get materials.
And what about your, you said, of course, things were delivered, but what about your, like, your groceries? Because you lived pretty much in town.
Yes, but still, it was a man who came in.
And he would come.
Yes, he was a Democrat or a wagon. No, I guess it was a wagon that would hold a great many groceries,
mm-hmm.
of course. And he would come early in the morning and take your order and come back in the afternoon.
Oh.
And I think he came every day.
And everything was fresh. Mm. And that's, boy, that's nice.
But you see, it was very different because you never went into the store to choose what you wanted. You see, it was quite different.
Mm-hmm.
If you went into the store, there were several clerks there, and you told them what you wanted, and they would get it for you.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't go around.
Yeah,
the store,
you didn't go around, and you just, and then they would deliver it later.
Either that or you'd take that home.
Uh-huh. That's really good. Do you remember, now of course, ice, you know, the ice box and everything?
Yes.
And the iceman, he would come down.
He'd come down. And then there was also a street of watering. And it was awfully dusty in the summer because the roads were not tiled the other day. They were awfully dusty. And there was this watering arrangement.
Oh, sure.
The width
yes.
of the street.
It would sprinkle.
Sprinkle the water on uh-huh. the street. That was really.
That's right. So you could roll your hoops down.
Yes. Of course, it didn't go by every day.
No, just when it was really hot. Is there anything else that you remember that because I've asked you questions, but are there any things that you remember that you'd like to just tell me about, or any particular memory you have
anything that has to do with the town particularly? Once a year there was a day that was a field day. It was had a special name, I think, and
uh-huh.
everybody went to Chauncey. It was the Board of Trade. I don't know if it was called Board of Trade.
Really?
Someone else may remember the name of it.
Uh-huh.
You know? And that was quite a big day because, of course, they had all kinds of sports that time.
That's so good. Did they have a big 4th of July celebration when you were young? Was there fireworks
always,
and things like that?
They always had fireworks,
uh-huh.
yes.
Where were they held?
I think they were held at Lyman School.
Uh-huh.
But I always went on Blake Street. My family always met at Blake Street. And we just had a room and friends would bring fireworks. You know,
uh-huh.
They came out from Boston. They always brought fireworks. So that did for that neighborhood, you see, took care of that.
So you could even have neighborhood. You had
neighborhood
fireworks,
neighborhood.
Too.
Yes.
Well, that was
but,
right. Yeah. So there was a lot.
I don't know. We always had our own parade because there were several in the family.
Uh-huh.
And we always went into the attic and found old-fashioned dresses and clothes and trunks. And we always
you just
had,
do your
and
own.
We used to. The neighborhood was quite intrigued by our parades that we had every year.
Was it just you
just
children, or did
just
you?
Just the children. The
did
family.
You? Did you?
But
bring
we would gather in all the neighbors too. I think we just go down around the square, down around Blake Street.
That's nice.
Or Key Street around.
Did you? Was it just? Did you bring? You know, like today they bring the doll carriages and they dress them up and things. Or did just the children go by themselves? Or
well,
did
we
you?
Were,
did you have a drum or something? Or?
Well, we had all kinds of costumes because
uh-huh.
you know, I had a lot of costumes in the attic. You know, dress suits and
right.
old. Uniforms and dresses, that
yeah.
very lovely dresses that people had left from time to time. Dresses.
Sure. Oh, that sounds like fun.
And hats, very fuzzy hats. And of course, in those days, they had horns and all kinds of noisemakers.
And you just go around the neighborhood.
Just go around.
That's nice.
Yes.
That sounds
yes,
like
really
a lot of fun.
Not,
yeah.
yes, the children liked it, and the young children
mm.
liked it too.
I can imagine. Well, it sounds like you didn't have to go far. You really
no,
did.
You made your own.
You made your own
yes.
fun, and you stayed within
that's
your own
true.
Neighborhood, and you didn't have to
you
go wandering.
And neighbors.
Uh-huh. That really sounds nice. Why, thank you for letting me come today, and I'm sure everybody will enjoy all this too. Oh, I know they will.